Imagine this, loving your own portraits and using those loved images to propel your business. I'm Kelly Heck, a commercial and corporate photographer located in Central Maryland. I invite you to join me for a series of podcasts to ensure you get the most out of your next photo shoots and guide you through marketing tactics that will make your new photos work hard for your business. This is Photo ROI. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me for episode one of Photo ROI. I thought we should probably start off this podcast by probably convincing you why you should care about photography in your marketing and why it's so important to your business. So episode one, we're going to dive into some statistics that prove why photography is such a critical component of your marketing plan and your budgeting when you come into like budgeting for your marketing for the year. And so just forewarning, because we're talking about numbers, I do have notes in front of me. So from time to time, it will sound like I'm reading, but we'll try to keep this a little bit more organic as well. But let's just jump right in. Fact number one, people remember only 10% of information 3 days after reading it. Let me say that again. People will remember only 10% of information 3 days after having read it. But adding a photograph can improve recollection by 65%. That's a lot. So basically what we're saying is someone is 6.5 times more likely to remember something they read if it is paired with a memorable photograph. What makes a photograph memorable? Probably a high quality photo that has something to do with what people are reading about. So if you're doing blog posts or social media posts, you might want to make sure that part of your photo sessions incorporate the photos that are going to help tell your story throughout the year or the month or the, you know, whatever time period you like to schedule your photo shoots, right? So you know, and it makes sense, right? Photos can be burned into our memory. You know, I've got this Google display screen downstairs in our family room, and I have all these pictures of our little baby boy flipping up through it. And every time I see a photo, whether it's last week or 6 months ago, it brings me back to that moment, and I feel like I can relive it again. So if all I had done was write in a journal, which let me tell you, I'm not doing, it would be a lot harder to remember that moment. The visual is what pulls me back in. So again, I'm just going to end each one by repeating the fact. People remember only 10% of information 3 days after reading it, but adding a photo to your text can improve recollection by 65%. So adding those photos, it's a really simple fix to improve your marketing by that much. Fact number two, images on Facebook receive 20% more engagement than video and 352% more engagement than text-only posts. Huge. Like, I was amazed to find that statistic because I thought, of course, video is going to win. And you know what? Video is skyrocketing right now, so that statistic might be different today than it was, you know, from my credited research, say, a few years back. But still, like, I think about when I'm scrolling through, say, Facebook specifically, I tend to stop more at a great image than at a video because I don't have time to stop and hit the play button. So same thing. If you want your post to get people to stop, pairing it with an interesting, high quality photograph that's going to spark some curiosity to get the people to stop and read it, or better yet, stop, read it, and click the call to action, which might be to go to your Facebook page and like it, or maybe go to your website and sign up for an email, or go to your website and contact your company to request a free quote. These are the things that we're talking about photos can lead to. So let me end this one with images on Facebook receive 20% more engagement than videos and 352% more engagement than text-only posts. So again, simple solution. You want more engagement from the audience? Pair it with a photo. Fact number three, articles with relevant images get 94% more views compared to articles without images. So if we're talking about articles, it could be a blog post, or it could be maybe something in print, right? Think about what you read in the newspaper. What draws your eye through the page? It's a photo. And the other thing too, I mean, people generally don't like to read, right? Adults have adult novels, right? We read page after page of just boring text, but text paired with images here and there, it just makes all the difference. And so I'm not going to scroll through somebody's website forever and ever with no images at all. It at least has to have some like graphics or screenshots or something that helps the reader just like understand what it is you're reading through. So either photographs that help strengthen the story, or you know, the other thing is like sometimes there's an educational post where there need to be some screenshots as we go to help illustrate for people and help them figure out how to do some of these things themselves. So again, that was fact number three. Articles with relevant images get 94% more views compared to articles without images. Fact number four, consumers are 60% more likely to consider or contact a business that has an image show up in local search results. So local search results is your SERPs, your search engine return pages. So when an image pops up along with the organic listed stuff, or maybe the paid search engine marketing, so all the little ads, usually the first two or three things at the top, you can tell if it's an ad instead of an organic result. And sometimes there's some ads over to the right when you're on a Google search on a computer or a laptop screen. Might not be as obvious on, say, a cell phone. But again, like 60% more likely to take the next step to call you, to click on your website link, to go learn more. If an image is going to increase your likelihood by 60%, why not do it? Again, so easy. This could be a photo of you if you are the face of your company. It could be a photo of your team. It say, like, especially if we're talking about a family business or a smaller team, it could be a picture of your facade of your building. It could be your logo. It could be a product, if that really is what makes you stand out, or you with your product, something like that. So again, you're going to want to make sure that you probably set something up like this throughout multiple resources. So it's not just about having great images on your website, but you want to do things like claim your Google business listing and make sure you add photos to that routinely, not just a couple right at the beginning and set it and forget it. You might want to make sure that your images are search friendly. We'll talk about that a little bit later into this. So fact four was consumers are 60% more likely to consider or contact a business that has an image show up in local search results. Let me just tack on to that too. When I need to do like a first call with somebody, I love to find their picture. And if I can't find it on their website, I'll usually do a little stalking on LinkedIn or Facebook, because I want to know the face that I'm talking to. So I don't know if other people resonate with that, but there's just another reason why to do it. It adds comfort to a conversation, especially for someone like me who's an introvert. I prefer phone calls over email still, but I'm an introvert and it takes a little bit of oomph for me to like hit that dial button. All right, so fact number five, 67% of consumers say the quality of a product image is very important in selecting and purchasing the product. That's kind of a stupid, I don't like how that's worded, but like when we get to talking about it, you'll kind of get it, right? So people are doing most of their shopping online. It would be great if we were doing more of the local shops and boutiques and stuff, but there's a lot of things that it's more practical to buy online, right? And so it's very important to have quality images, because if we're shopping online, we can't see it in person. We can't feel the textures, see the textures. We can't feel the weight in our hand. We can't imagine how much space it takes up. How big is this thing? Is it really as big as my hand, or is it going to take up more space or less space? Am I going to be disappointed in the size, right? So it's super important to make sure, if products are part of what you're selling, that you provide a very good array of photos of that product. For example, in situ, which means a photo of that product in its natural environment. So like if it's a candle, you might want to do a designed photo of a candle, say, burning on a nightstand or burning on a coffee table or at the center of the table at Thanksgiving with the table all done up pretty. But you're also going to want those standard product shots, say, on the clean white background. You want to get a product like a front facing photo of the entire product. You might want to get a rear facing top bottom. You might want to get details if there's ingredients. So get a picture of the ingredients list. You might want to get, you know, it just depends on what it is, right? If there's little details, like if there's different compartments, you might need to open things up and take pictures of the inside and the outside, you know, it, and again, that's very subjective. It depends on what the product is. So, and by having those quality photos, you're giving your consumers or your possible consumers the confidence to click the buy button, because a crappy product photo next to a quality product photo of the exact same product, but two different online shops, which one are you going to buy, especially if it's the same price? But I'm sometimes willing to spend more money on the same product from a shop that has better quality images. So that's something to keep in mind, too. It gives you a better cutting edge for maybe more profit margin. What's important to you? So again, that was fact number five. 67% of consumers say the quality of a product images is very important in selecting and purchasing the product. On to fact number six. Press releases with photo or photos and or multimedia receive 40% more views than text-only press releases. So this is very close to the statistic of articles. Your press releases are going to be viewed online and sometimes in the print version of those publications. And press releases aren't just for old dingy newspapers. We're talking different types of magazines and inserts and stuff like that too. So you should always try to include probably a max of like three pictures with your press releases. So, and again, it depends on what thing you're advertising. If it's a special event like a grand opening, maybe you need to include a picture of your facade, a picture of the ribbon cutting, and then maybe a group photo. But if it's a picture, if it's a press release about, I just launched my new website, maybe you need to do a screenshot of your homepage, which better have some high quality photos on it. But maybe it's also a picture of the owner. If it's a, I don't know, I'm trying to think of another example. You guys get it though. So let me not get lost in trying to come up with another example. But, you know, this big announcement, press releases are really cool because press releases are like free marketing. You put it out there and the editor of those publications is going to say, okay, we're going to use the whole thing as is, or we're going to pare it down to like half of what this person submitted, half of what they wrote. We're going to pick one of the three photos. Maybe we'll use all the photos. And then it goes out and it's out there typically forever, unless like, say like the local newspaper totally overhauls their entire website. They might not carry over all the old stuff, but sometimes they carry over a lot of it. So this is good stuff for link building to help build up your presence. And if, again, photos are increasing the likelihood of someone reading a press release by 40%, simple solution, man. That is such a strengthening unit. All right, fact number seven. 44% of people said they ditch reading a web page altogether if the images weren't loading correctly. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you have web pages that are broken, if you have images that are broken and missing, meaning like the page loads, but the image block is like a generic gray icon, or it even says image link broken or image cannot be found. That's going to make someone be like, oh, this stuff is broken. This person's not paying attention to their website. They don't care about their website. It's out of date. That stuff comes off wrong. The other thing that might make an image not load correctly is if it's huge. And so let me explain what that means. I have a professional camera, obviously, and it takes pictures that are like, I want to say 10 megabytes. That's a pretty big image file. So say I upload that image to my website, and I hope I'm using the right size of stuff. Sometimes my brain doesn't work. New mama here. But so say I upload that image. It takes a while for me to upload that image. I have a pretty good internet connection, but it's still going to take like 10 or 20 seconds. Now it's on my website. Woohoo! It looks great. And I set it and forget it. I publish whatever I did. But other people are now going to come to my website, maybe from home where they have a Wi-Fi connection with their phone or their laptop, but maybe they're trying to access my website at work, whether or not they're connected to the Wi-Fi. Maybe they're trying to access my website out at dinner because they want to show somebody something that I posted, an example, right? that huge image file is going to take forever to load. And you better be hoping that if your people don't hit the back button because it's taking forever, that we're not chomping up their data. They're going to have unlimited data plans. So this, for long story short, my purpose here is, if your images aren't loading correctly, make sure you aren't uploading full-size images. You should be reducing these down to a maximum of 2,000 pixels wide, even on big computer screens with full-width hero banners, like on your home pages. The hero banner is like usually your top image across the top that's either rotating photos or a video that plays like B-roll. But they don't really need to be bigger than 2,000 pixels across, and you can save them at a reduced quality. So when I'm in an image editing program, usually the image quality goes up to 12. So 12 is the maximum 100% quality. We're not reducing this file size by anything. But you can usually get away with saving it all the way as low as 8. And that can cut your image size down by like 75% sometimes. It's really great. And you should try to keep your image file sizes no bigger than about 200 kilobytes. I break that rule sometimes because it's important that my photos show up high quality but also load fast. So you have to find a good balance that works for you. So again, that was fact number 7. 44% of people said they would ditch reading a web page altogether if the images weren't loading correctly. And what that means is your website doesn't work. They're going to hit the back button and go to the next person that popped up in the search results. And we don't want that to happen. So take good care of your images and make sure you're uploading lower quality, image size reduced, optimized web files. That's a long explanation. Sorry, guys. All right. So fact number 8. When a real photo of a client was tested against a top performing stock photo, visitors who saw the real customer photo were 35% more likely to respond. Now, when I saw that stat, my mind instantly went to Small Business America. And I'm thinking, like, the shoot I just did earlier this month, I got to photograph a specialty veterinary surgeon, and I got to photograph her in the operating room removing a dog's gallbladder. And I know some of you might cringe at that idea, but I had a phenomenal time getting to experience and see that. And so she could very easily just go to any stock photo website and buy a photo of someone doing a surgery in a veterinary office or some random veterinarian just meeting a customer with their random dog. But her customer base knows her, right? And all of the different ORs that she works from, because she's a traveling surgeon, so she works at different ORs. Now she's highlighting one of the ORs she works for. Customers are going to recognize that location. The trust level is going to skyrocket, right? So this is what we're talking about in using a real photo in comparison to a stock photo. Real photos pay off. They are so important. But let's do something simpler, right? Maybe we say a life coach. Photos of you working one-on-one with a customer. Great portraits of you to camera, maybe on a backdrop, but maybe an environmental portrait that would work for like an editorial, you know, interview article that could come out in your local newspaper. It could also be, you know, the person speaking to an audience. These are all easy things to stage or have, you know, even if you can't have a professional photographer on site for all these different activities that you participate in, try to get someone in the audience to help you out and try to pick someone that's good at taking photos. Because honestly, I can take great photos with my cell phone too, but you give it to the wrong person and it's garbage. We'll talk about taking better photos in later episodes of this too. We have so many wonderful things to get into. But again, when a real photo of a client was tested against a top performing stock photo, visitors who saw the real customer were 35% more likely to respond. Response might be like respond to a call to action. So clicking the button to do anything, contact us, reach out, just sign up for my email list, buy my product, visit my website, go to my Facebook page, follow my Instagram, yada, yada, yada. Fact number 9, 22.6% of all web searches in the United States happen on Google Images. Not just Google, Google Images. Isn't that cool? I thought I was just a crazy one on Google Images all the time, but it's not just me. So what's really cool is you can actually have bunches of images rank at the top if you set it right in the beginning. So you get all these great images from your photographer. And what do? Right? You're all excited. You throw them up there. Hopefully your photographer gave you web optimized images so that you didn't just upload a whole bunch of high res photos. But what's really important is first off, that you play with the file name structure. Now, SEO experts are going to be like, oh, that doesn't matter. But you know what? Every little thing makes a difference. So file naming is going to help you get keywords that are really important into your image. So let's think about a photo I might upload. My photos should always start with Kelly hyphen Heck, that's my last name, hyphen photography, and then maybe hyphen Carroll County, Maryland. And I use hyphens instead of spaces. But anyway, now that image might rank for Kelly Heck photography, 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 Carroll County, Maryland, Carroll County, Maryland, Maryland, Kelly Heck, Maryland, Kelly Heck, Carroll County, all these things, right? So the hyphen acts to make it a clean clean link of like visibility. I don't know how to explain that real quick right here, so we're going to skip that. But there's a reason I do it, and I think you should too. The hyphens also allow the search engine bots to mix the words up into different keyword phrases. If you don't want it to make all of their own keyword phrases, you would use an underscore instead of a hyphen. But so that's important thing number one. Then you upload your file. You can't rename your file after it's been uploaded to your site. You have to do it first. And you're not going to want to delete stuff and go back and do it later. So do it before you start. And then once you say add an image to a web page or a blog post on your website, you are going to want to probably, you don't have to pair it with a caption, but what's more important in the back end is adding what's called alt text, which stands for alternative text. And that's where you can put a little description with more of your keywords, but it should think about it being a little bit more readable. But this is something that robots go through all the code of your website and they find all these different words and they help put you down in the index and help you come up for searches. So, and robots can't necessarily read images. There are image matching things happening and AI is like moving ahead leaps and bounds right now, but, you gotta have the alt text to help the robots understand what the images are. And part of that too is for 508 compliance, which is accessibility rules for websites. And that's making sure that people with visual impairments can still understand the breadth of a web page they're looking at, that they are not totally missing out on all of the beautiful images that are helping tell your story. So the robots can come back to them and actually read what the alt text says so they can understand what they're missing out on visually. So again, that was 22.6% of all web searches in the United States happen on Google Images. That's another really good reason to claim your Google business listing and add photos routinely. And if you're not good at remembering this stuff, you can schedule it on your calendar. You can use Google Calendar for free, actually, and just do a recurring event. Hey, reminder, on the first of every month, add 10 new photos to my Google business listing. All right, so last one, fact number 10. Professional marketers reached their goals with visual content. Stock photography ranked at 13%, while original photography and graphics ranked at 40%. So again, I'm kind of having to interpret the statistic, but my understanding of this is that marketers were able to reach their marketing goals more quickly with real photographs over stock photographs. Original photography is, you know, someone hired a professional photographer to come out to their business and take photos of them, their team, their product, their service, their location. Those are original photographs that nobody else is using. You are the only one. And so marketers, again, they're reaching their goals quicker. And how can we not believe that, right? Because the previous 9 facts just explained exactly why marketers can get more done with original photos over stock. I mean, there is a stigma related to stock photos. Like, it is stale and it's all these like young people that look like they can't possibly have any experience. They're pointing at papers, they're pointing at each other, they're laughing, they're smiling, they're hugging, they're close together. That's not real. And With that said, I still make customers do that kind of stuff, but it feels so much more authentic when it's real people doing it. So that's it. We just went through 10 facts. And if you don't believe me now that photos are critical to your marketing campaigns, to all of your marketing pieces, if you don't believe me that photos can't strengthen every component of your marketing, then I got nothing else to tell you and you should leave this podcast for good. But I hope you will stick around because we are going to be talking in future episodes coming up next about how to look your best in photos, how to prepare better for photo shoots, how to take better photos for those days that you just can't budget for a photographer or for the little things, right? You can't have a photographer come out for every little thing. I get it. Though I would love those clients. Hey, if you're looking for a full-time photographer contracted, give me a call. But anyway, but we're also going to be diving into tons of marketing tips. I love search engine optimization. So a lot of it's going to do with websites and ranking. But some of it's going to be simple stuff too. So like, I don't know, how to use an photo in your email signature and how to use photos in your email marketing and on your website and on your social media and just all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to try and really hone in on each episode and keep it very focused so that, you know, based on the title, you could hop, skip, and jump to the things that you really want to learn. But I think if you have time to listen to each episode, if you are a business owner, if you are the like marketing manager of your company or anything of that realm, I think you're going to find value in every episode. So again, thank you so much for joining me. Please believe me, photos are going to help you win customers. Photos are going to help you get your audience to turn their heads and look at you and read your stuff and take the next step. It's going to make them want to meet you. It's going to make them want to be your friend. When you look so happy and approachable and welcoming, photos do it. Texts alone just, it cannot. It's going to slow you down. So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in today. And I can't wait to have you back here on our next episode of Photo ROI. Have a great day. Thanks. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kelly Heck Photography's podcast, Photo ROI. Please join me again for our next episode. Like and subscribe to Kelly Heck Photography on our various social platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And be sure to subscribe to Photo ROI on your favorite of various podcast platforms, including Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many more. Visit KHP online at www.kellyheckphotography.com. That's heck, like, wow, that's a heck of a great photo. On my website, you can learn more about my photo and video services, dig deeper into my story, join the KHP email list, and reach out about your service needs. I look forward to sharing more tips and advice with you again soon. Until then, stay focused on what matters and take the picture.